welcome to another episode of Ask with Dead and Hip Hop, where we ask your questions and give you our answers. Remember that this show is not sponsored or endorsed by any outside source, and this is why we're always honest and give it to you 100%. So, before we get into the show, for a couple of things, see, I'm wearing my Dead and Hip Hop shirt. We're getting those back in stock in black. So, if you wanted white, I guess talk to the guys maybe about bringing that back, but
Ken don't like white shirts.
Maybe we can convince him to bring those back, but yeah, they're going to be available in black, so go check those out. The link is up on the website. And before we get actually into the question, how many of you guys saw the Kanye interview with BBC?
I actually watched the whole thing, and I thought it was amazing. Kanye is such an interesting character, and I know everybody knows that, but it seems like Kanye himself is dealing with a lot of rejection because, you know, I think throughout his life and some throughout parts of his career, he's always been rejected when it comes to, you know, I'm a producer now, I want to rap, but nobody wants to listen to me rap. So we had to fight for that, right? So then he achieved this level of success as a rapper, you know, and a producer. Now he's trying to do this whole art thing, and he's being rejected there. And I think that, you know, with art, designer clothes, and all the other stuff. Yeah.
Fashion.
Yeah, fashion. So,
No, okay. I thought you were saying like he was actually doing like art, like he was painting or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, just kind of like the fashion design and all that other stuff.
So. I think I'm making fun of something.
Right. Because it gives your eyes, so.
I was with you.
It's all good. Well, anyway, but I think what's driving him now is that rejection from that industry, because every time he presents an idea to them, they turn him away. So a lot of that fuels his antics when it comes to him speaking out. And because the whole interview was really about him talking about that. You know, he didn't really dive too much into the music. And Zane Lowe kept wanting to go into that. But Kanye kept going back to him being rejected. Mm. So it was really interesting.
Was it anything like quotables that he said?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I know people on Twitter was going crazy.
I'm the biggest rock star in the world or something like that. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, Kanye. Kanye has some quotables. He has some quotables. He said something about, people got upset with him because he said he was a guy. He was like, oh, who does he think he is? I just told you who I was. I'm a guy.
That's Kanye.
He said that. He said it like that because you know he flips out at. Yeah, he has these. You know, I'm not gonna say that. But he has these moments.
Yeah.
You know,
Kanye needs to stop acting like everything is about race. If you made nice clothes, maybe they would let you come to their party.
Jogger suits. I mean, leather jogging
pants.
6 years
Who
ago.
In the motherfuck wants to wear leather jogging pants?
A lot of people.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That was part of his brand.
No, I ain't saying what Kanye was saying. I'm asking the four of you because I don't know.
I'm not wearing.
I have never seen anybody in leather jogging pants. Mike, is this like a thing?
Mike, when people buy a $200 white tee because it's Kanye's, they will rock fucking leather jogging pants.
That's a good point.
Pajamas, leather, whatever, as long as Kanye made it, they'll fucking rock it. I don't understand that shit.
Because he got turned down. So what I'm asking is anybody, have you seen anybody wearing leather jogging pants? I'm just trying to figure out if this is a thing yet. Or did they turn him down because they were like, this is stupid?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Two Chainz wears
leather jogging pants?
I saw this other guy the other day who was wearing like, it wasn't fully leather jogging pants. It was like sweatpants with like jogging like that.
What?
I don't. It looked like a skirt, kind of. Like,
a skirt?
He looked very 2 Chainz-y.
I'm
lost.
So, yeah.
I'm lost.
I mean, it was good, though. It was fashionable.
He pulled it off.
Yeah. So this question is kind of going to be like a combined question because they're both related to each other. Oh. So the first part is from Thomas Chevrier. Yeah, I probably butchered. Yeah, Mike, no, because you can't read the question. Yeah. Okay, so we'll just like put that in the link or something.
Yeah.
Okay, he asks, I'm not sure the way he worded this. Pretty much he's asking, does drug use change hip hop in a good or bad way? And he uses Lil Wayne as an example, what happened to him. And then part two of the question is from Fantastic Mr. Mac, and he says, as much as he's fallen off, what kind of impact do you think Lil Wayne's career has had on hip-hop? That was a mouthful.
Wait, say that one more time.
Fantastic Mr. Mac. Fantastic Mr. Mac.
I want her to say it.
So drug uses and...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much? I see where they're going.
Okay.
All right, so the first part, I think that drug use... I wouldn't necessarily say it enhances it unless, you know, you use that to get to a different place in your music after you record it comes out a certain way and it's good. Then it enhanced you. Why are you looking at me like that? Like Bob Marley, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Marley, you know? So look, I don't want to hear Wiz Khalifa, yeah. Not on weed. I'm just saying, that's what he does for him.
You mean you?
On me personally, huh?
You gotta be on weed to listen.
No.
That's the whole time I would think he was good.
Hey, but I'm just saying, like Wiz, I wouldn't want a sober Wiz. You know what I'm saying? Because that's who he is.
I don't want Wiz at all.
Okay. That's cool. Okay. I like Wiz. Hey. You would be on that.
Damn, shots fired.
Yeah, okay. But you know, like I think with Lil Wayne, in terms of Lil Wayne, I think it has messed him up. I think it has messed him up because if you look at where he came from, where he started, and the impact that he had on hip-hop, I think he made the mixtape really, really relevant. I think he changed the game in that aspect where mixtapes were the it thing over albums. I think that transition, I think he really took the internet by storm with that.
What are you saying exactly?
Oh, where was you at, kid?
God, you have to leave that in.
You answered the second question.
I said that was his biggest impact. In answering the first question, I'm saying that drugs took a very big negative effect on Wayne in his career. I think it derailed him. You know what I'm saying? For me.
I thought it was clear. Was that clear for everybody
else? That was clear as shit. I don't know where Candace spaced out to.
I wasn't paying attention.
This is what drugs do when you ask. Your ass is old.
Oh, God. So, Ken.
What's the question again?
I don't know. I think two things with this. I think you have The Chronic, which was, an album made, with them on weed. Sitting in the studio, and you get a great piece of work out of that. So that could be a positive impact on music and the creativity that goes into it. I think in today's world, going back to what Ralph was saying, you do have the negative aspects of it where you have rappers that don't necessarily know how to use that to their advantage, if he ever could. So, and back to what Ralph was saying, Wayne's usage of what syrup and lean and all the other stuff has really affected his ability as a rapper, because those that know Lil Wayne know that he started out here and now he's at this place right here where he's basically, even though he's a star, people still make fun of him because of his lack of ability, and a lot of that is attributed to him, on the drugs. And I think you also have to look at Pimp C, you see what happened with him, on the drugs and everything. So I think that took a heralded star from the hip-hop community. So I think it kind of goes both ways. I think we're seeing more negative impacts of drugs on hip-hop than we have before in this earlier.
What about Danny Brown?
Yeah, and then I was also going to say, like weed never killed nobody, though. Like, that lean shit, I think there's a difference when it comes to drugs. Like, when you get on them pills and you get on lean and shit like that, I think that's a little far. And I don't know how long you can survive doing that. But weed on the other hand, come on, man. I don't think that will derail you that far from being a creative artist. You know what I'm saying? I think all that other stuff could put you just in a mind space that you can't.
Well, you said Wiz, right? So Wiz creates Cushion Orange Juice, great project. Wiz is known as the weed rapper, and he does his stuff with weed. You said you don't want to hear him when he's on weed.
No, when he's not on weed.
Right.
Like, he needs to be up there doing his thing.
Hey, why can I get one?
I was I'm gonna let him finish, but that's what he said, man. He said when he's not.
But I think great. This is
young guy. This is young. This both y'all do too much
but,
drugs.
But I think nowadays you also have an artist like Chance the Rapper who made his album on acid, and people love that project, right? So, and that's a. You know, so I don't know. I think it depends on, you know, like what the artist, what they pull from it being on these psychedelic drugs, because I think that's what's kind of in right now, right? These psychedelic drugs where they're taking all this acid and LSD and stuff like that. So.
It's our own. That's
what's here right now. Like these psychedelic drugs. That's what's here, man.
I didn't even get to the Wayne thing, but whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think as far as the drugs, because I mean, Redman was on some shit, especially during this earlier, earlier first few albums, and he made great albums. Him and Redman, they how high they, but you know what they was on.
That was me. Was on a lot of shit.
But you know, it's like. I guess it just depends on certain artists, man. Like, I think Lil Wayne is the prime example. It's kind of like, okay, yeah, you just phasing out, bro. But, I mean, Danny Brown, everybody seem to love Flatbush Zombies. They see what they on. Rick Ross, yeah.
What's Rick Ross on?
Yeah, I about to say, what was he on?
I don't know, but he's
not. When y'all said Rick Ross? Well, everybody smokes.
Yeah. I'm saying, weed is general, so.
I missed something.
I think I'm just looking back. I think just back in the days, like. People was on some shit, but they were still making, good quality albums. So I don't think it really deteriorates your product. I think sometimes it might enhance it at some point. I'm just going by off the artist that I like, that I know that's on some shit. So, mm-hmm. And then Lil Wayne, I agreed on people's point about Lil Wayne impact as far as that mixtape. That mix, between Carter's 1-3, in between those albums and the mixtapes he was making, I think, that was his biggest impact, in my opinion.
Shit, I don't even think it's all drugs that's Lil Wayne's problem. I think Wayne just got lazy. I think Wayne just got to a point, unlike other rappers. Yeah, like some rappers get a lot of fame and success, and they want to maintain that fame and success, so they keep making quality projects. I think with Wayne, because like even you said, even on his newest record, he sounds sober.
More sober.
But he sounds more sober. But I saw an interview with him after that, and he definitely seemed like he was off that shit. He was coherent. He was making sense. He wasn't threatening people. And, I think it's because he probably stopped doing a lot of drugs, but the music still wasn't great to me. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't as bad as the last three projects, but it still wasn't very good. It was just better. I think it really depends on the type of drug. I don't do drugs, period. I just drink a lot. But like Raphael said, weed's never killed anybody. And, I think that certain drugs can enhance your creativity. You know, we all came up in the era of weed, when weed was popular, like really hot in hip-hop.
Smoking weed, making rain to die.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was smoking weed, But then at the same time, there were also bands that were doing acid. And when they did acid, they put out these incredible projects. Look at Pink Floyd, for example. A lot of groups like that were doing lots of heavy drugs, King Crimson, all those bands that put out these great albums. I just think by the time it got to hip-hop was just late. They got on acid hella late. And maybe, I don't know, maybe hip-hop just doesn't know how to handle certain drugs. Maybe hip-hop should just stick with weed. I don't know that Chance the Rapper was really on acid while he recorded that album. I think he just made an album called Acid Rap.
He said he was.
I don't know if I buy it. I don't know. Whatever, I don't know Chance the Rapper. But I know like Killer Mike and LP, they talk about they did mushrooms the whole time they were recording. So and you see what happened there. I think it just depends on the person. It depends on the type of drug. It depends on the frequency of you doing the drug. Mm-hmm. Now, hip hop as a whole, I do think it's hurt because it's turned Molly into something that is unnecessarily popular. Like all these kids, they hear these rappers talking about Molly. I know I sound old. I am old. I don't care.
I agree.
But all of these kids, they're running around doing Molly because these rappers are saying it's cool. It's not cool because, again, I came up around drug heads. I was in Conyers. That's all people did. They had nothing else to do but do drugs and skate and fight. So you can get really fucked up shit if you just go out and buy Molly from people. Molly's supposed to be what? Pure as can be. But you don't fucking know what people are putting in that shit. You may as well go fucking snort a line. You know, it's stupid. Kids just, it's just sad to me that kids keep looking to rappers. Yeah, they follow trends so easy. They look at rappers and they say, you know what? Trinidad did it and it's cool. 2 Chainz did it and it's cool. So you run out and you try to do what they did. Motherfucker, first of all, they're adults. And second of all, they're not going to the fucking the Circle K and asking the guy in the corner in leather sweatpants if he has any Molly. Because if he gives you Molly, you don't know what the fuck is in that. Man. You're going to pop that shit and you're going to be sweating, all right? You're going to be sweating all the way to the fucking hospital. But yeah, that's my PSA for the week.
That was deep.
My good Samaritan type moment. You know what I mean?
That
kids.
That hit me in the heart.
Did it?
Man, that did.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm trying to save y'all, man. Hey, stay
you
off the drugs,
man. Cut your hair off
man.
And you become responsible.
That's right. I'm even going to church after the suit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get my life on track. Yeah.
What do you think about Lil Wayne? His impact. All right.
I think it's been
interesting.
It has been interesting, but I think he's become this rock star in his own way that people, for whatever reason, feel drawn to and pulled into his world. You know, and it started really kind of with the Carter 3, because I think that was the project that kind of set him over the top. Mm-hmm. With Go DJ and Dr. Carter and Amili was that one that mm-hmm. just propelled him to superstardom. Because mm-hmm. prior to then, he had those other Carter projects which did okay for him, but they didn't turn him into, you know, who he is today, where he, you know, said, I'm the guy. Like, hip-hop is mine. And, you know, I don't care if Jay-Z is here. I'm taking it for my own. And, you know, nobody stepped up to Wayne and challenged him. So, like, hip-hop pretty much gave, they gave him this throne, and nobody decided to go back and take it away. I mean, if you just go and look for Lil Wayne, Lil Wayne is one, like, there are 1.8 million searches for Lil Wayne on a monthly basis. There are more people searching for Lil Wayne than Kanye West. And Kanye West talking about he's the biggest rock star in the world? Nah, you don't think he has anything as far as popularity. I don't think he can touch Lil Wayne, you know, and this is just by numbers. But yeah, so he has all these dedication series. Like people said, he has these mixtapes that, you know, he just kept dropping. He had what was that squad he had, Rod?
Called Squad Up.
Yeah, Squad Up. And then, not only did he make himself into a star, mm-hmm. he turned around and made Nicki Minaj into a star, Drake into a star. Well, is Tigger with him?
Tiger.
Tiger? What?
Anyway, so
it's from the basement, bro.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so he's managed to make stars out of other people. So yeah, he's definitely had an impact, because without him, I don't think you'll see Nicki Minaj or Drake.
Has he had an impact? I mean, yeah, his impact is huge. I mean, you can look at just the tattoo culture in hip hop, which I personally think is one of the worst things to happen to Black people. No, Soulja Boy, that was well after Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne, I really feel, popularized getting head-to-toe tattoos as far as urban culture. I don't remember seeing that much before Carter 3. Of course, you always have people with tattoos, but I mean, now...
You mean just like hip-hop?
I'm talking about hip-hop and with, like I said, with urban kids, and, you know, they're covered head to toe on their faces. You didn't really see that much, at least I didn't, before Carter 3. And I think that's in itself, I mean, even that's not impacting the music, that's impacting the culture now, because that is now part of hip hop culture. Mm-hmm. Tattoos on your face, tattoos all the way down your hands. Now, white folks been doing that shit for years, of course.
Yeah.
But we didn't accept that. We didn't take that in. Like, when I was younger and I first got tattoos, I remember every time I go to the supermarket, let me see that. Yep. Oh, goddamn, that shit hurt.
Yep.
Hey, that shit hurt. I want to get one, but that shit hurt. Now,
yep.
They don't even look at me funny no more. Like, you know what I mean? So that's one of the biggest things that I think Lil Wayne brought to hip hop.
Do you think that with him trying to get into skating and stuff, he's trying to bring that into hip hop too?
I think Lupe Fiasco did that more than Wayne did, and Lupe didn't even really skate. But I think him doing a song like Kick Push, I think that made skating more popular. Because I think him and NERD, because I grew up skating, and I used to get called Cracker, you know, everything skating, because there were barely any Black people. You know what I mean? And even for us to look up to, there was like Ray Barbie. that was pretty much it, like as far as black skaters. And then later on, it became cool after NERD and then Kick Push. It was like, okay, skating. Yeah, they had the one, I can't remember the name of the video now, but they were like skating on a cop
yeah,
car.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know, and I was like, wow, right when I stop skating, skating becomes cool with black folks.
Black folks, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right there.
Hmm? That's right after you hurt your knee.
No, I'd already hurt my knee. I hurt my knee and I dislocated my shoulder, but I kept going. But then I was like, you know what? I'm done. But then right after that, it was like, bam, everybody that's black, it's cool to skate. Like, you got Stevie Williams. Everyone's looking at him like he's like this big icon. I'm like, I've been known Stevie Williams. I've been loved Stevie Williams. But all of a sudden, now he's cool because NERD came out with a skate video?
Like you said, like hip-hop Kanye. Getting on stuff so late.
Hip-hop is hella late. What'd you say?
You're getting your Kanye on right now.
What?
This is your leather jogging pants moment?
Nah, man. I grew up skating. Skating was something I loved, and it was not accepted with hip-hop. It wasn't accepted with urban culture at all. What? It was a white boy sport. But now, fucking 20 years later, all of a sudden,
Lil Wayne teaching Meek Mill how to
skate. Lil Wayne teaching Meek Mill how to skateboard.
What? Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
This video of Lil Wayne is teaching Meek Mill how to skateboard.
I mean, I think that's great. Don't get me wrong. I love that. No. No,
yeah,
he's not good at all. No.
Every time I've seen him roll into a concert, he looks like he's about to fall off.
He's getting better, though. Yeah, I will say, from experience, trying to drop into a quarter pipe, it's not easy. And I saw Lil Wayne trying and busting his ass over and over again. So even though I make fun of him, I give him props for at least putting that footage out. Mm-hmm. And now I saw a video recently. He was dropping it. And I was like, okay, go ahead, Lil Wayne. But I think it's cool that he's making that acceptable for young black kids to not feel weird on
it's
a skateboard.
It's so late now.
Yeah,
it is late, but better late than never.
Because
I felt like shit when I used to skate and people used to make fun of me.
Oh.
They used to pick on me like a motherfucker. But I think it's cool that little black kids in urban areas can go get a skateboard for cheap, you know, and Lil Wayne says, hey man, you can still be a G and be a skater. So, hey man, that's cool.
That's cool. All right. Well, thank you, Thomas Shirier One and Fantastic Mr. Mac, for your question.
Fantastic Mr. Mac.
I love you. That should sound
like a porn name. Hey, baby.
I'm Fantastic Mr. Mac.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. And make sure if you want a Dead End Hip Hop shirt to pick that up, you can find the link on the site. And go ahead and follow these guys. Subscribe to them on YouTube and on Twitter. Ask us questions at our email and ask Dead End Hip Hop on Twitter. And follow me, Sire Music, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. And until next time.